That's funny. Hey, that's all right. That's the first time I've got woohooed. I don't know how to take that. Anyways, thank you all so much. God bless you all so much. Aaron, incredible illustration. I need more lessons, more than three lessons, not only to learn how to dance, but to learn how to live. I think I have, there is a message this week that is different than what I'm going to share now, but the message is kind of that if you don't get it right the first few times, that you're a failure. And nothing could be further from the truth. Many times we're working this thing out. It's a lifetime that we're learning how to get in step with God. And so if you get out of step with Him, if you step on His toes, or you just really get all messed up, don't quit the process. Don't stop. Don't give up. I'm not looking at quitters tonight, am I? I'm looking at winners. I'm looking at people that are going to go the distance and do what it takes to get the job done. Amen? I want to give you just a couple little thoughts on where we are, church, with the COVID thing. And Sarah, you're amazing. Come on, give Sarah a big God bless you. Thank you. So you all know that some new guidelines have come out recently. And again, when people ask, it's not like we know like month to month or even week to week. Now it seems like day to day something is changing on a regular basis. I just had to get a kick out of the governor now is going to give lottery tickets. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyways, whether you are going to get a vaccine, or you have one or you don't have, that's up to you. Nobody's going to look at you funny either way. Don't criticize people for having them, and don't criticize people that don't want to get them. We are to love one another. We are to honor one another. Many people have, you know, if you haven't already realized this, they have different convictions and different thoughts about things. It's okay for that. The one thing that you must have, we must be in unity, and that's in the things of God, that we must be born again. We must live for Him. These are non-negotiables, but the other thing. So, you know, the CDC and the governor said if you've gotten both your vaccinations, that you don't need to wear a mask in public places. Although if the county or the particular business says otherwise, then just honor that. I've walked into several in the last couple of days, and I've asked them, I've worn my mask in, and I've asked them, do you want me to or not? And for the most part, they've said no. I had one person said I'd prefer you to, and I said, okay, it's all right. So just be honorable. That's the word that I want to say. I told you a week ago that our small groups are going to open up where you can gather together. I know many of you have met with Pastor Ryan and Pastor Aaron on that, the leaders in those small groups. If you haven't done that, make an appointment with them so you can, you know, they can give you some guidelines on that very thing. Children, still on hold, but that's coming. Tuesday nights, still on hold, but it's coming soon. What we do need and what we need to establish now are people that will volunteer in all of these areas. We can't, you know, there's a lot of people that want to say how it should happen, but you got to get in the game to make sure it does happen. And so if you feel a call to that you, most of you know about what happens on Tuesday nights at St. Anthony's, it needs a lot of help there, a lot of help. And so we're looking for that. The children's ministry, big kids, jam, nursery, all of those, they need a lot of people to help. And so I'm asking you, those some that are watching online at home, if you're able to, we're going to need your help for each one of those. Then I want to give you a little update on our Wednesday food giveaways. I haven't talked about it in a while, but they're still going every Wednesday at St. Anthony's, 8 a.m. And there's many volunteers that have come, and we're so, so grateful for each and every one. You have influenced and impacted this region beyond what I could even imagine. It's one thing. So when I first got the call from World Vision and from Food Link about, can you do this? And I said, yes, because I know the people at City Church and St. Anthony's that will come and help. People from other churches are coming and help. There's a lot of places that wouldn't do that, especially they didn't want to do it through the winter. That always surprised me. I don't know about you, I have a tendency to eat more when it's cold. The truth is, I have a tendency to eat more, period. But you can't stop helping just because the weather or the elements may be a little challenging to you. I'm saying that as diplomatic and as kind as possible. And so that's why this food has just come. This last Wednesday, it was amazing. Not only the tractor trailer, but these three big 10-wheelers from Food Link. It was just amazing. What an incredible day it was. And so, said all that to say, you know, those of you that are helping, those of you that are just praying, we thank you for that. If you want to help, show up 7:30, 7:45 on a Wednesday morning, and God will use you in a great and incredible way. Lord, just for the next few moments, take this, use it in every one of our hearts. I pray that you'll be honored in all that we do and all that we say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I want to talk about honor again tonight. I don't believe I've ever talked about this. And in the society and the culture that we live in, honor, showing honor, is in many areas non-existent, and that should not be. It should be a part of every one of our lives, not just for particular, but we should honor people in general. And I'll get to that in just a bit. As Christians, we should be the greatest example of what honoring one another is really about, with great integrity, honoring men and women. And, you know, before anybody gets mad at me, I got a couple messages this week. It's always interesting, and I don't care. I mean, I don't care if you get, I shouldn't say I don't care if you get mad at me. I do take that personal. That's a struggle I have. Some people, it bounces off them like nothing. I do take it personal. Now, don't let me be vulnerable here and you just start throwing darts at me, because you want to hurt my feelings as well. But when I get a message, and, you know, people, when I talk about honoring your father or mother, I did not write that. This was not my idea. In honoring your father and your mother, and I'll talk about it a little more tonight, they said, you don't know what it's like to have abusive parents and go through this. And I'm just like, what? Honoring, in my case, let me use me. For me to honor my father, abusive, both verbally and physically abusive, for me to honor him is not to say, oh, go ahead, hit me again. I just love that, and I honor you for doing that. To honor my father after he's been gone is not to speak down about him, not to let the negativity that came with it affect me and me go around just saying, you know, every father is dirty and rotten because my father was. When I honor him, I honor him by forgiving him. I honor him by moving past my past and allowing the hurt to help others. That's what that is about. It's not. And so listen to this tonight, because I'll talk about it just a little bit more. Listen, this is what I wrote down. Listen to God's word and live. This is what it's about. Listen to God's word and live. And people should know us by the gift of honor we are. What is honor? Honors, honesty, fairness, integrity in one's beliefs, actions. To honor someone is to hold them in high regard and to treat them with honor. It's personal integrity, it's honesty, and it's showing great respect for others. So I wanted to just give you nine groups of people that you should honor. If you write the headlines down on this, you'll remember it. It'll be a blessing to you. It'll help you. Number one, we are called to honor God. That is first and foremost. I love the scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 30. It simply says, "Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained." Listen to that. Those who honor me, God said, I will honor. Wow, that's powerful. That is just so incredible. Because honor is God's system. It's his way, his being, it's his doing, and he wants that to be ours as well. And the first place we are called to directly honor him is in Revelation 5:12, where it says, he is worthy to receive honor, glory, and praise. God is. Without complete and genuine, listen to this, honor to God, it will be impossible for you to honor others. Did you just hear that? You should write that down. Without complete and genuine honor to God first, it will be impossible for you to honor others, because it's God's way. It's God's system. It's how he works. It's a functionality of who he is. And if you and I don't honor God, we will have trouble honoring other people. I just want that to sink in with you just for a minute. You know, I found out in my life, when I learned to honor God first, I don't struggle with these other things that I just spoke to you about. When Christ came into my heart and transformed my life, and not just a one-time thing, but he kept on changing me and changing me, and he's still working in me, but this thing pertaining to my father, my upbringing, it began to diminish as I honored God more. And I began to learn how he wants to transform my life and change me into who he wants me to be. And when you honor him, it's second nature for you to be able to honor others. But if you don't honor him, hear this now. If you don't honor God first, if you don't put him first in your life and acknowledge him in all your ways, and I'm not talking about, you know, being a Christian or having a bumper sticker, you know, just coming to church, having a bumper sticker on your car, wearing a cross around your neck. I'm talking about you honoring God first. There's far more to it than just our exterior. Honor cannot be faked. It comes from the heart. So how do you honor? How do we honor? Let me give you these thoughts. Number one, you honor God in your finances. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the, everybody say it. Say it again. Say it one more time. Because I think some of you don't realize that. You've never got that. You've never made that a part of your life. Honor the Lord with the first fruits of all of your increase. I want you to think about that just a minute. I want you just to pause a minute and just think, okay, where do I fit in that right there? Where do I fit? Is that something that I do? Because remember what I just said a moment ago, without complete and genuine honor to God first, it'll be difficult for you to honor anyone else. Let me just take this in this thought right here. You'll argue more with your spouse when you don't honor God first. Says the guy that's not married up there in the corner. But if you get that down, Paulie, you're going to be married. Some other men ought to say amen to that. You honor him with what he's given you. If you don't honor him first, then this is, you know, this is a real, this is genuine and real stuff right here, because you're getting paid every week, or maybe you're on unemployment and you're getting, you know, the extra. If you don't honor God with that, you limit where you're going to head in life. And don't sit back and not honor God and be critical and judgmental when you see somebody else walking in this divine blessing. He wants to do it for every one of us. He's no respecter of persons. Listen, South Byron, Mechanic Street, 7513 Mechanic Street, South Byron. And God has blessed my life. Because when I started making, when I started on the farm, I made $100 a week. I gave that $10 to God. Man, I'll tell you, that hurt. I thought, my Lord, how am I ever going to do this? And my wife and I made a decision. We're going to honor God. And from the day we were married until the day we close our eyes, we will honor God. And if you honor him, he'll do so many great things. Second, honor him in your finances. Honor God in the things that you say, the words that come out of your mouth. Don't speak words of doubt and unbelief. Well, God could do it for them, but he could never do that for me, because, you know, I'm just from 7513 Mechanic Street, South Byron, New York, 14417. I just pulled that out of nowhere. Don't speak words of doubt, grumbling. They're dishonoring to God. And they fail to acknowledge what he has done in your life. Hello? Come on, are you with me tonight? Listen to this in Ephesians 4:29. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. I pray this almost every day. I pray it on a regular basis. I speak this, but only what is helpful in building others up according to their needs, that it may be benefit those who listen. When our speech is polluted, it dishonors God. And some of you need to sharpen up on that. You think, you know, well, I see these people that wear these T-shirts. You know, I'm a Christian, but I cuss a little. That right there is a negative. You know, and people laugh, oh, that's cute, that's funny. That is a negative confession out of your mouth and out of your life. If you got a problem with it, ask God to help you with it, because it doesn't bring honor to him. Thank you, Pastor, for that. Amen. I'll amen myself. Amen, Pastor. Thank you. Honor God in what you do. John 14:21. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. How do you live day in and day out? Do you live one way one time and another way another time? Honor God. Number two, honor your parents. Here we are. In the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving to you. And I know for some, you got amazing parents, and it's easy to do that. But it's challenging for those who have been raised in an abusive environment. And do all parents deserve honor? No. Let me just insert this as a little side note. If you are in a place in your life where you demand honor, you're never going to get it. We don't demand it. It is a gift that is given to us. But God still commands it. Even when somebody's been cruel and broken our heart, and if you can't do it, if your parents just aren't that type of person, just in your heart, forgive them. Let me say this, and I know I'm probably talking to somebody that you've had some tough things with your parents. I know that. But you have to forgive them and the offenses, and pray for them. And when you do that, you honor them. And God sets you apart from the turmoil that you were exposed to and that you grew up in. Somebody ought to amen me on that right there. And if your parents are still living, and, you know, I've said this, I said it on Sunday, I wish my dad was alive. I'd sit him right, say, I'd take him by the hand, I'd walk him right down, sit right there on that front row. You sit next to Sam. She'll keep an eye on you. And I would love him, I'd forgive him. And because of that, God, the Bible says, he gives long life. You'll live long. Not only will you live long, but the scripture here, there's another part of that that pops out. You'll live long in the land the Lord God is giving to you. How many of you just want a piece, a chunk of land somewhere? You want God to help you with that. Honor. Honor. That is a pathway to that. Number three, honor your spouse. This is the same thing goes with what I just said. I've met some family where the spouses, and it's not all men. I'll never forget this. This is years. This may be 30 years ago. I was fresh doing the ministry, and this woman and her husband came to me, and she was crying. She said, he pushed me. And I looked at the guy, a little younger then, got fired up because I saw my dad do that. I said, what'd you push her for? I said, I pushed her because she was beating me over the back of the head with a frying pan, and I'm trying to get away from her. I never forgot that. It was funnier to me than it is to you, I guess. But you and I are to honor our spouse. Husbands, 1 Peter 3:7, give honor to the wife. Ephesians 5:33, let the wife see that she respects and honors her husband. When you honor your spouse, when you don't belittle and criticize, when you make a choice that you're going to honor and build up your spouse, you help them to become what they are called and created to be by God. To show honor to your spouse is to let them know him or her that you are their biggest fan. I was looking right at my wife's eyes right there, and I don't think she believed me. Yeah, she did. When a husband puts his wife before himself, it means everything. When a wife doesn't speak disrespectful about her husband, you choose to honor him. So often, sometimes couples become comfortable with one another. They begin to say some things that pull that person down. God intends for you and I to honor our spouses in marriage. In fact, it's so important that Paul says in Ephesians in the 5th chapter, and read this, that he talks about husbands, wives honoring your husbands, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. And then it says in Ephesians 5 and verse 32, Paul said, this is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church as well. That is so incredible that he uses the church and his relationship with the body of Christ, and he uses that as a tool to teach us how to be married and how to live with one another. Number four, honor those who are older. This is great. Leviticus 19:32, you shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged. I like that. There has been a decline in respect for older citizens. I don't see it as much here, but you see these sometimes clips on the news where people, an elderly person may be walking down the street and somebody younger just goes by and shoves them over because they think they can do that. Let me tell you something. When you dishonor an elderly or an older person, the wrath of God will be released over your life. You don't even have to worry about the police. The wrath of God, because God says, rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged. The aged. Some, they just fail to show that honor and respect when it is due. But I want to help you to do that. You know, and something that, in full disclosure tonight, sometimes on Thursday nights, I may say too much, but in full disclosure, sometimes when I get behind somebody that is older than me driving, why are you laughing at me right now? It I'm sorry if that's you, if you're watching, or even if you're in here, I'm sorry. It's just a challenge for me. But God, he dealt with me on this when I was writing this, that I need to show more honor. I need to do that. Help people. You see somebody struggling, groceries or something, open up the door, carry something, do something. Show that. Maybe mow an elderly person's lawn for them. Do what you can to do that. Any opportunity that you and I have to show honor to others will be a blessing in our lives. Amen? Number five, honor your boss. Honor the people that you work for. 1 Peter 2:18, servants, be submissive to your masters or your employers, not only to the good and the gentle, look at this, but also to the harsh. Why? Here it is again. Because it's not just about them, it's about you and I. I've told this story before. Years ago when I worked at Home Depot, I had this, she was a lady manager. She was meaner than a junkyard dog. She wore this lipstick. I'm telling you, you could see her coming a mile away. It was so bright red. I swear she had some kind of light behind it just to make it bigger. And she must have got Botox or some kind of toxin there because her lips were the size of bumpers on a car. And when she was coming, she would walk. She was upset. And nobody liked her. And I felt the Lord just convict me on that. And I had a guy, a friend of mine that I worked with at the time, I found out it was going to be her birthday, and I said, let's get her a birthday present. He goes, yeah, let's get her a pipe bomb or something. No, I said, let's bless her. Let's get her. Why do you want to do that? You see how mean she is and how nasty and harsh she is to everybody? I go, yeah, but what she's dealing with, it goes beyond that. And I'll never forget the day we got, I can't remember what we got, but big box full. We got her a gift. We got her candy and flowers, and here she comes. I could see her. I'm standing in the aisle, and we had it stuck up there on the side, and we called over the loudspeaker, you know. Always kind of fun. Called over the loudspeaker, and here she comes. She's got her hands on her hips, and she's walking down. What is it now? She gets right up. I pulled out the gift, and I handed it to her. Happy birthday. Pulled out the flowers, handed them to her. Tears begin to gush down her. I cry just telling you about it. It was such a moment. That impacted my life more than it did hers at that time. Why? Because when you honor God, amen, go ahead, give Jesus a hand clap, not me. There are plenty of people that will show dishonor, but you and I stand out when we honor those that don't deserve it. If you treat with honor a dishonorable boss or a supervisor, you will find favor with the Lord. I believe that with all of my heart. Number six, I've got three more. Honor church leaders. 1 Thessalonians, I read a different one Sunday, 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them respect and wholehearted love because of their work, and live peacefully with one another. Don't. I am not perfect. Pastor Ryan, not perfect. Pastor Aaron, close, but not. You can get upset at us. Don't be on that. Don't be that person. And if maybe you're here and you left the church, you're mad at that pastor, ask God to help you. Don't let that be in the resume of your life where you're mad at somebody because you didn't get your way, or they preached a message that convicted, whatever. Honor them. And all of us, we need to work on this. Never don't get in the criticizing, the gossiping, the cutting remarks. I mean, listen, I hang around with some of the guys. We cut up. That's one thing. But when you intentionally are cruel and mean to those who lead, that is wrong. And the Bible says that pastors elders, deacons, evangelists, any. They're not perfect. Our elders, they're not perfect. We're men and women. We try to do the best that we can on a regular basis. I hear statistics all the time. I'm really thankful. Most churches close up after the first 5 years. We're coming up on 25 next Easter. We're going to party. I'm telling you right now, we are going to party hardy. We're going to. That's not because we're great, or that's not because of that. It's because God is great. But I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't happen. Oh, man, we've all walked through some dark moments and some difficult times. Honor one another. Number 7, honor government officials. It's so funny. On Sunday when I said, just because one politician is bad, somebody shouted out, they're all bad. That was so funny. I thought it. But here's what the Bible says in Romans 13. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And listen, here it is again. You might not agree. You might not like. But you don't have to step on that conveyor belt of nastiness, harshness, bitterness, critical, and just, here's my opportunity to just bash it. Don't do that. You remember the story about David and Saul? I've thought of this 1,000 times. Here, Saul is trying to kill David. And David, who was a warrior, had opportunity to take his life. One time, he snuck in a cave. When Saul was in the cave, one place it said he was in there, he was relieving himself. And David could have killed him there. Another time, he cut off a piece of his cloak just to let Saul know, hey, I could have taken you out. But he would not do that. Because he refused to dishonor Saul, even though Saul was wrong. That's a story that if you haven't read it, you need to read that again. David chose to honor the position over the person. Because if he knew if he honored the position, that he would find honor with God. Obey God. Listen to this, 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and those who are in authority, that we may live peaceful, quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This goes for police and military as well. Number 8, 2 more, honor your children. I think this is fabulous. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, fathers, don't provoke your children to anger. One translation says wrath. Another one says disobedience. But bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. When you honor in your family and honor with your kids, to honor means to show value as well. And children should be valued in our society as well as their parents. Parents, you can't demand, you're going to honor me. No, you don't do that. You honor your children by showing them affection. Let me tell you something. When you show affection, your kids will honor you by spending time with them, by speaking encouraging words of affirmation to them, by making them a priority in your life. And I haven't been good at that all my life. I was invited. So Monday, so Andrew gets a phone, my youngest grandson. He gets a phone. We have a party, a get-together on Sunday. He sends a text out, first time. He says, anybody want to go eat chicken wings and hamburgers and celebrate my birthday tonight? I not only had one obligation, I had two. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do then. All of a sudden, it came to me. I'm not going to anyone. My 12-year-old grandson sent a text for me to go eat chicken wings and hamburgers with him. Guess what? I honored him. I hugged that little boy. I love that little guy. I love all my grandkids. I made him a priority in my life that day. I'll tell you another one. I've been asked to go to an event to honor a pastor, highly esteemed guy. These people from all over the country come and they ask me to be there and to go there. I said, yeah, I can do that. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I can do it this month. And Ben said to me, because Gabe turns 19 at the end of the month, he said, we're going to have a party for him on Friday, I think it's the 28th. My first thing out of my mouth was, oh, I've got a commitment. Okay, well, we'll try to do something else. Hung up the phone. Man, I felt that same thing. I called him right back up. I said, if you make that date, I'm not going to. It's a very highly honored esteem that I was asked to do. But you know what? I'm going to put my grandson first. I was working at my desk there. I got a call from a man that I've spoke for this company just one time, ACN, Brad. They flew me out to Long Beach, California, put me up. I mean, I spoke in this convention center. They haven't had it since COVID, but the guy called me up today. I want you, can you do this particular event? It'll be great. We're going to have people. I said, sure, when is it? June 19th. He said, let me know if you can do it. I said, I can't do it. You can't? I go, no, it's my wife's birthday. I can't do it. And let me tell you, I haven't always been good at that. But I'm getting better. The older that I'm getting, I'm going to teach other guys. Brad, I'm going to teach you. Benny, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach other men. Listen, your family, your children, when they see that you put them and you honor them, there will be no issues in your home and in your family. Come on. Help a brother out up here right now. Then last, honor others before you honor yourself. I love this scripture, Romans 12:10. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. If you listen to anything tonight that I said, do not demand honor. Do not demand it. Do not expect it. I know some were raised in a family. Boy, if you didn't show it, you were going to get it. And because of that, you think you got it coming to you. We don't have it coming to us. It's a blessing. Do not demand it, but outdo one another in showing honor. Preference other people. Put other people first. Give other people, you know, a hand up. Let them know you care for them. Show them kindness. Show them love. I got to tell you this. I'm probably going to bawl. I got this little project I want to do, and so I swung into Center Street, or not Center Street, Cedar Street Rentals. I walked in. A young man was in there. Talking to him what I wanted to do, and he said, yeah, come on out with me, show me, I'll show you what we got. I walked out through him, and I said, are you Guy's son? Guy is the man that owns the place. He goes, yes, I am. My name's Connor. I said, hi, I'm Marty McDonald. Oh, you're the guy from that church. I go, yeah. And so he's showing me the thing, just kind and nice, and I got done. I got in my car. I'm getting ready to leave. I feel just the Lord. Call his dad and tell him what a great father he is. I picked up the phone and I called him. And he answered. I said, Guy, how you doing? I don't talk to him all the time, but if I needed something, he'd be there. I said, hey, I not only want to tell you what a great business you got. Your place is clean. Everybody's so kind and respectful, but I said, your son, I just want to tell you, you're a great father, and I just honor you for that. You're an incredible dad. Your son was so kind, and he took time with me. We talked, and I said, I could just see greatness over him. Dead silence. He said, "Have you heard about Connor?" I said, "No." I'm thinking, is he going to tell me he's been on drugs, he's doing this or that? He said, "Connor has had signs of epilepsy for the last 18 months. He can't drive anymore. We can't leave him alone. He's crying." And then I start crying. I'm going to cry right now. I'm thinking, God, thank you that I wasn't so much in a hurry and that I had to do what I thought I had to do, get to where I thought I needed to go, but I could stop for 1 minute and make a phone call that lifted another dad up who was really going through a hard time. I want to encourage you today, outdo one another in honor today. Come on. You receive that? Just close your eyes, bow your head with me. Spirit of the Lord, work that in every one of our hearts, I pray. Help none of us to be delinquent in showing honor, showing preference. We don't want to live a life that just demands what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. But Lord, we will first show honor to you. God, then help us to outdo one another in honor. Lord, work, begin in me, I pray. Help me not to be so in a hurry and so busy and so I got to get this done again. Help me, God. Let that be part of every one of our lives, I pray. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for not only those that are here, but those who are watching online. I pray your strength upon them. Lord, some are needing a touch from heaven tonight in a powerful and in a mighty way. And I pray, God, some are dealing with physical challenges, cancer. Oh, my God. I pray healing and strength. Roy, if you're watching tonight, I speak healing and life into your life tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. All others, you're dealing with something physical in your body. I speak life unto you. I speak health to all your flesh. By the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed. I pray for restoration in broken relationships, and I pray healing for those who have been hurt. Lord, when I talked about honoring parents and spouses, Lord, so many different facets of that. I ask you, Lord, that you will be glorified in every one of our lives. She will be lifted up. I praise you for it, Lord. Now I pray blessing on my friends tonight. I pray great favor on their lives. Lord, as we outdo one another in honor, let honor be something that lives inside of us. I give you thanks and I give you praise tonight. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Come on, say a big amen with me tonight. I love you. I love you so much. I pray blessing on you. I mean that. I love you. I care for every one of you. We thank God for you. Love you at home. Go in his grace tonight.